fam, welcome to the Prescription for Change podcast. Are you a working professional, busy mom, and tirelessly trying to bring your A-game in your career? Do you prioritize your family and their needs before your own, leaving little to no time for self-care? Do you secretly fantasize about the days you are at your physical peak and confident with your body and in your skin? Are you tired and struggling with the never-ending journey to better nutrition, physical fitness, and mental health? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then this podcast is for you. I am your host, Dr. Michelle, board-certified physician, mom of two, and your health coach. This podcast will transform the way you think about food and your health so you can break away from perfection paralysis and finally start to live your life intentionally. Let's get started. Hello and welcome to another episode of Prescription for Change. Thank you for joining me again this week. I'm excited to be on here with you and just talking about all of the things that I believe encompasses being able to create intentional steps in your life to form healthy habits and to be able to get started on your health journey, but not just getting started, being able to pivot and make changes along the way and change with how your body's changing and how your life changes, because there are always going to be situations that come up that are going to counteract whatever it is that you're trying to achieve. So just having the tools to be able to do that, and that is what I am passionate about. So today I wanted to come on and ask you, what do you think is the thing that's getting in the way of you creating health in your life? What is that biggest roadblock for you? And one of the things that I needed to do that was vital for me to be able to make those intentional steps in my own life and get started on my own health journey and get to the point where I am right now and know how to continue to create health in my life based on how my life changes. So this is an ongoing thing. The biggest thing that I needed to do, or one thing that was very vital, was figuring out what was my roadblock. What was the thing that was stopping me, that I felt that was stopping me from achieving the health that I wanted to achieve or getting to the goals that I wanted to get to, whether they were small or bigger goals. And before doing that, you're just not really able to figure it out because everything else is the problem, right? It's either you don't have time or it's the way your body's built, you're heavy set, or you just can't, there's no way you can get the weight off and still be healthy. There's the food, there's nothing for you to eat if you're eating healthy foods. Like, these are all some of the things that I've heard. I recently did a 3-day Create Sustainable Healthy Habits Challenge, and I found that to be very interesting. I had a small group of women that were with me, which was great, and just being able to share and be open and be honest about what are those things. And so the goal of the challenge was really to be able to get started in your health. And then realizing that the 3-day challenge had nothing to do with food was, I think, just mind-blowing for some of them, because everything that you do when you're talking about getting healthy is centered around food. And everything in life pretty much is centered around food, right? I've talked about if you're having family gatherings or special events or something, people want to know, is there going to be food? And understandably so. I love eating. I love to enjoy my food. And part of that experience is being able to have food that's flavorful and something that you enjoy and having it be an experience, right? Like having that be a whole experience in and of itself. It's centered around community and a sense of fellowship and laughter and joy. And it's something that typically brings happiness to most people. So eating is something that's vital to life, but it's also something that it can be really good for your soul, right? It brings people joy. I don't really know anyone who does not enjoy food, but it could be if you're eating things that you feel like are bland and these are the things you need to eat to be healthy, then I could see how that wouldn't be enjoyable. But the whole point of the challenge was not to focus on food. So we had to first pivot your mind, or, you know, have a shift in your mindset from the very beginning, because the challenge question was, what is the thing that's getting in your way of achieving your goals? And that was one of the primary things. So each day had a different challenge to it. And understanding that, or getting to the bottom of it, once you kind of take away all of those extra layers, right? Not the things that are surrounding you, not the things external to you, not the things that you think are getting in your way, but the things that are really internal to you. And really what that comes down to is how you're thinking, right? What you think about health, what does health mean to you? What does health look like in your life? And then figuring out from there, what are the things that are blocking you or preventing you or stopping you from taking those steps, right? And I would say 10 times out of 10, it's something internal. It's the way that you're thinking. It's too hard to be healthy. You know, only skinny people are healthy, which is false, because what you're seeing on the outside, or what it seems to be on the outside, does not mean that it's the same on the inside, right? And then how your body is built is very different from how somebody else's body is built, and what you're doing and the stage that you are in your life. So I've talked a lot about that. It really is personalized to each individual, which is why cookie cutter programs that focus on food are not helpful, because you may have quick results and you may lose weight fast. That's usually the main health goal, or the thing that most people want to do is lose weight. And that may happen very quickly in a matter of weeks, but then how do you sustain it? You can't, because you haven't gone back to this part of understanding what are the things that are blocking you in the first place. So once you don't have that medication or supplement to take that's supposed to help you, you know, lose weight or curb your appetite, there's so many different things that are out there now. Some of them actually have been approved, FDA approved, and are advised for medical diseases. And then, of course, there are a lot of things that just have off-label uses. So, you know, there's always going to be a trend or fad when you have something come out for a specific disease, like using something for obesity or using something for diabetes, and having those medications. And then you find out, oh, wait, it really helps for weight loss as well, but it's not going to be perfect for everyone. So they're made specifically for a specific medical condition, and then it just kind of gets off-label use. But when you're using that, when you're just using a supplement or medication or something else to either curb your appetite or to help with weight loss, and to make that process that much faster, that's all well and good. But then what do you do when you stop taking the medication? You don't know how to fuel your body. You don't know what your body needs. You don't even know where to start. And it's very difficult for you to do that on your own until you kind of do the hard work. So what is that roadblock? I would say most of the time, it's going to be your own mind, your own self. You're the one getting in your way, but you need to figure out what is that. Most of us have some, you know, damaged relationship with food. So it could be food, it could be your body type, it could be, you know, what other family members went through or things that you were told as a child, whatever, you know, there may be some trauma that's behind that, but there's something else going on in your brain that is making you think that this is not possible for you. And this is going to be a whole other episode, but weight isn't the issue either, because that's, weight is not a goal. It's just a number. It's very subjective. And I say that understanding that there are some people who may need to lose weight and there's some people who need to gain weight. So there's the flip side of that as well. But that's my whole point, is that it's just a number. If you throw out a weight and say, let's say 135, you want to be 135 pounds. Well, that means something very different depending on your body type and who you are and what you're doing and all the different things that come into play. So it's a very subjective thing. And again, being thin or having that appearance of being lean or thin does not mean that you're healthy. So understanding as well what health means for you and what it means for you in this particular time, because that can also change. So what health was for me 20 years ago is very different from what health is for me right now. And I talk about that a lot because it's something that's always changing. It's, the needle is always moving. It's something that's not stagnant. So again, one of the things that you really need to do is change your mindset, because that is going to be the thing that is going to help you get past this, right? Stop looking at just the weight and stop focusing on just the food, because there's so many other things that go into it. There's so many other factors that you're probably not even aware of, but it's your thinking that's getting in the way of you being able to create these healthy habits. So of course, if you feel like you're never going to be able to do it, then you're not going to do it, because you're not going to be willing to put in the work and do the hard things. And as I talked about in a prior podcast episode, is that you're not really making changes. You're not going to be amenable to change or being able to make those sustainable changes until you're ready to get out of your comfort zone. It's a very uncomfortable thing to do once, but to continue to do, and then to make it a habit, you need to do something repetitively, right? So if you do it once, it's not going to become a habit. You have to do it enough where you're basically training your mind, you're training your body to do these things, and then it becomes something that, you know, just like waking up every morning and you have your routine, it's going to be the same thing. And those are things that are very difficult to do, but that's why it needs to be intentional. And in order for it to be intentional, you need to think about the thing that's getting in your way. And in order to do that, you have to uncover all of those layers of things that might be really painful or difficult to talk about or think about, or have to deal with those emotions that come with it. And that's part of the hard work. And that's really the first step in being able to then move forward. If you don't know what it is that is getting in your way, what is that thinking, what is that block that you have, then you're not going to be able to fix the problem. And you're not going to be able to really create sustainable habits. I don't mean, you know, there was a article that I was reading about a woman who's 45 years old, and she said that she lost and gained 660 pounds in her lifetime. That's a lot of weight to go back and forth. It's not weight gain total. It wasn't her total weight ever. It's the weight loss and weight gain. So aside from having normal growth from when you're an infant, even with that, right, 660 pounds, that's a lot of back and forth. Think about like the last program that you did, whether, you know, whatever it was, right? And again, most of these things are focused on food. You either get a meal plan, you're restricting some calories, you're eliminating food, you're fasting for a whole day and then kind of eating whatever you want the next day, or there's so many different like cyclic fasting or intermittent fasting, whatever you're doing, you're juicing, you're only drinking water for a week and not eating any food. I mean, the things that we do to our body is really insane, just when you think about what your body actually needs on a day-to-day level just to maintain, and the things that we actually do to it, and it still ends up functioning, you know, it really just, or compensating, it really is just amazing how it's even still able to work, right? How things haven't completely fallen apart. And maybe you've gotten to a stage where you're like, I feel like I'm falling apart, and you're in the hospital for different things or outpatient getting, you know, different illnesses managed. But a lot of those things, again, are reversible. Those are things that you can, and if not reversible, then at least things that you can kind of stop at that point and move forward so that you can live a healthier life. But when you think about the last program or thing that you tried, right? Usually it's like a fad diet or something, you know, someone says, oh, do this and, you know, eliminate this food group, or, you know, chicken is good one year and then it's bad the next year. Same thing with eggs, like it's too high in cholesterol. No, eggs are good for you. So it's always going to be something, some opposing thought or belief about the food, but the food is just the food. The food has nothing to do with it. So I've talked about food being neutral before and being able to get something from every piece of food that you are putting into your body, but that's all subjective as well. And that has to do with your mind and your relationship with food. And your relationship with food has been developed over the years. What are the things that you were told as a child? Were you forced to sit at the table and finish eating all of your food? Were you, you know, eating takeout all the time, or were you taught how to cook? Like, what are the things that were you told that, you know, these foods are good and other foods are bad? So those are the things that have formed your relationship with food, which is specific to you. But being able to really get down to the nuts and bolts of it and thinking about what are these layers that I need to kind of get through and chip away at to get to the root of the issue, the real root of the issue, and moving forward. So if you're on a program and you're told, okay, you're doing a 4-week program, you're going to lose 40 pounds at the end of the 4 weeks, so 10 pounds a week, which is not healthy at all in and of itself. And you think about how much weight loss you have, and then most of the time, I would say 9 times out of 10 with any of these programs, you're going to have some rebound weight gain. And the rebound is usually going to be gaining more than what you actually put on, because now your body is in starvation mode and it's crying out for something. And then you just want to eat everything and you have absolutely no control. And again, it's not about willpower. That's not going to work either. You're not going to will your way to, you know, being able to resist the things that you want to eat. Your body is having these cravings because you've now restricted it for so long. So that's usually what happens. You lose a weight for a period of time, but you're never really taught exactly what it is that you needed to do in the first place. And you're never taught to figure out what is your block or what's the thing that is stopping you from that. And it's the way that you're thinking about it. And also being willing to change. I can sit and counsel, you know, some of my patients and their families on what things they should be doing each and every day. Like, you need to do this. People tell you all the time, you need to eat 5 servings of fruits and vegetables. You need to drink your at least half your body weight in water. You need to make sure that you're moving your body and exercising at least 3 days a week or 150 minutes per week. You need to make sure that you're not sedentary. You need to make sure you're getting 8 hours of sleep every day. There's so many different things that you are told to do every single day. But if you have no idea why you're doing those things, what you're doing it for, and what your body actually needs, then it's not going to be sustainable. It's not going to happen. If any of you have preteens or teens, and how many times have you told them, I can tell you, I mean, my daughter has been driving me crazy at this point. It's supposed to be spring where I am on the East Coast, but it is very much winter one day and maybe spring, summerish another day. But the days have been cold. So we had a day of like mid 60s, and then the next day legit was 31 degrees out. This was actually just 2 days ago. And I told her to wear a coat and have some gloves in her pocket and to have a hat with her, like just be prepared for things. And of course, she did not. She walked out with a sweatshirt and her leggings and was freezing, had a track meet after school, and then called me and asked me if I could bring her sweatpants. It's freezing. So I could say it again and again and again. It's cold outside, but if you're not really understanding, like, what are the implications or what kind of happens if you're not prepared weather-wise, what happens to your body, then you're just not going to do it. Because she didn't want to do it and she didn't understand what would happen. Well, then she found out that night it didn't really feel that good. Actually, throughout the day as she was shivering, waiting to run her heat. So anyway, that's a whole other thing. But the point is, you can tell someone something, tell them what they need to do. But if they don't understand why they're doing it or don't understand how it really pertains to them and what are the implications, then it's not something you're going to do, right? You're not really inclined to do things if someone says you need to do this. It's probably the thing, you're probably going to be more resistant to it. So you have this program, it's a short period of time, you lose the weight you want to lose because you think that that's your health goal. But again, weight is just subjective, and I'll get into that another time. But you truly, there's something else that you want to create in your life. There's the health goal that you want is not the weight loss. The weight loss is something that happens that allows you to do or allows you to get to the health goal that you want. But when you're doing these short-lived programs, then you're going to end up rebounding. So as going back to the story, as I think about this woman who is 45 years old and has gained and lost 660 pounds in her life, in her 40 years. That is a lot. That is a whole lot. Every single, like if you think about even from her, if we even say from birth, right? And again, I was saying aside from normal growth that you're having from birth until, you know, I would say 18 years old, that's over 10 pounds every single year that you're losing and gaining. And all of that weight loss and weight gain probably happens, and I would say the 20 years in her lifetime, maybe 25 if she's 45 years old. So that's a lot of back and forth. That's a lot of give and take for your body to have to deal with and compensate for and not having any kind of stability. That is really unstable. And then trying to figure out what it is that you need to do. It's just this lifelong thing, and it's an uphill battle is what it feels like. But that pivotal point and that vital thing that you need to do is really your mindset and understanding what is that thing that's blocking you, right? We want to tell ourselves that I don't have time to do this, but it's really you don't have the time or don't want to put in the work at that time. I'm just going to call it out because that's what it is. That's how I was. It's like, I don't have time. I'm really busy. I'm in med school. I'm in residency. I have a child now. And then you never have as much time as when, like, think about that time. When I was in med school, I thought I didn't have time for anything. And then when I got to residency, it was like, oh my goodness, what did I do with all my time in med school? Now I really don't have time. And then when I had my first child and you have a newborn in tow as you're finishing up residency, and I was like, what did I do when I was just doing residency and I had no children? I had all the time in the world, right? So that's also subjective, right? We all have the same 24 hours in the day. It's what you do with it that is really going to help you to make those changes, right? What are you prioritizing? What do you want to do with your day? How do you want to spend those hours? And how much of that is going to be being intentional about your health, right? So that's what I really want to leave with you today, is thinking about uncovering those untruths, uncovering the things that you feel like are getting in your way from making lifelong changes. Because that's really what you want. You want something that's going to be sustainable, that you don't have to start over again or keep doing the same program over again or having success and then feeling like a failure because then you gained all the weight back or you didn't actually get to the health goal that you wanted to get to and stay there. So those are the things to think about. That's the hard work that needs to get done. And it is uncomfortable, but it's something that's necessary for you to actually get started. So I'm going to leave you with that today. It was great to be on here with you this week. I will definitely be on for another week, and we'll be talking about weight being subjective and how that affects our mindset as well. All right, y'all. Cheers to your health.